This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
When it's time to go, I want a hug. Cause I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. All right. I want a hug. What a wonderful feeling. I want a hug. To feel you squeeze. And I want a hug. It certainly seems like the natural thing to do.
All right. The question is... will they outlaw them? Will they ban them? Will they all be considered illicit and inappropriate? Hugs. For goodness sake, hugs. Wholesome hugs. Superdon, I'm a little bit concerned as we open up the Robert Scott Bell Show today that there'll be an overreaction to all of the scandals, the sexual abuse, the power abuse scandals, that the mere act of, an affectionate, loving hug with no sexual connotation, whichever, just, you know, you hug your kids, right? You hug your family, you hug a friend. That somehow suddenly everything will be viewed as, oh my gosh, there's something untoward about that. And I think that on some level of society, Super D, there may be an ulterior motive to the, you know, they're going to break the scandal. Remember, never let a good scandal go to waste. If there are people that want to cause psychosis even more among the population, we've talked about it in terms of fluoride, which we'll discuss today. We talked about it in terms of vaccinations, other things that cause aberrant manifestations of health, not health, but bad health, if you will, or lack thereof. In the medical profession, a nurse, going back in time in the 20th century or even before, a nurse was very much hands-on. When we'd come to the patient, there was always the power of touch, the healing power of touch, whether it be to massage a muscle or just a touch and you know, provide some level of comfort, right? And in the medical profession, that was removed. Now, if a nurse touches a patient, and this has been going on a long time, Superdon, this is not just according to what's happening out there in the mainstream media and the reporting on all the scandals, but there's been a movement in allopathic medicine to dehumanize, right, the normal interaction. When I go back to my studies in psychology, and I'm sad, and I'm scared, I'm not, well, let's say I'm ashamed to admit I have a degree, right, in that. There was the experiment that Skinner did, I believe, on his daughter, or there was other experiments done on monkeys raised with mesh monkeys. And then there was monkeys that were mesh monkeys covered in felt, and that how touch was such an important part of the normal development of an animal, much less a human, and we're part animal, that if we move more toward a society where touch is frowned upon, where touch is all looked at as a criminal behavior, we are going to ratchet up psychosis even further if that's possible. So I lay out my concerns to you, Super Don, because it's holiday week here, Thanksgiving week, and we know nobody's listening. Everybody's preparing the turkey right now, so you and I can have a little discussion. No one else has to listen.
Wow. Well, okay, that's kind of depressing. I need a hug.
Well, yeah, I need a hug, too. I love hugs. I'm a hugging kind of guy. Now, granted,
there are people
that aren't, Super Don. You've met people that don't like to hug. And if we talk about children in the autism spectrum that have been harmed so much, you know, it's very difficult to find an interaction because some of them will scream when you touch them. Now, there may be pain associated with that, but again, these are my concerns. I'm sharing them with you, and I value your perspective on this as well.
Well, okay, and I guess I just really don't think about these things in these ways when I read these stories, and it's interesting to read, but I don't want to believe that this is the norm. Yet, you know, as you alluded to, perhaps there are some people have some ulterior motives that are trying to make this the norm. And that does concern me as well. But on face value, you got this situation with the Girl Scouts, okay? And let's kind of preface this with my sheer terror every morning when I open up the computer and I turn it on, I go to look at the headlines. I try to avoid at this point reading about who now is the latest person on the list that has been accused of misconduct and allegations of abuse and things of that nature. This morning, I pull up Drudge Report, and right there, front and center, now Charlie Rose is the next guy that has been nailed with these allegations. And, you know, to me, I'm looking at Charlie Rose, and I think of Charlie Rose back, you know, over the years. He was the guy that had the talk show on PBS, you know, very calm, you know, mild-mannered, you know, kind of a grandpa kind of a guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, that was just, you know, talking about this person, that person, whatever. And it was kind of like, wow, really, Charlie Rose? But apparently he has apologized and admitted that, you know, perhaps there were some things. So it's crazy what's going on right now. And without getting into the topic of, you know, Hollywood and all that kind of stuff like that, I'm afraid that's what's happened here is we're now in this weird environment of where people are being, you know, overreacting and overly cautious and taking things that you would think is as innocent as going to Thanksgiving or to Christmas with your kids. And great grandma Mabel has made your daughter a sweater. And so, you know, she opens up the box and she looks at the sweater. Oh, look at the sweater that grandma made. Go give grandma a hug. Now, that that was just a normal thing. That's how it was when I was a kid. And
no,
I will admit,
there was some trauma there, right?
There were some times where it was like, go give, you know, aunt, you know, whatever, you know, somebody maybe that you weren't as familiar with, but was a relative. And was it a little awkward to go and give Aunt So-and-so a hug because she gave you something for Christmas?
Right.
Yeah, I suppose, but Aunt So-and-so was a relative, was family, and had given me something nice for Christmas. And so the hug was, you know, thank you, I appreciate it. You know, I mean, it didn't give any second thought to it, really.
Sure.
Beyond that.
Well,
but apparently the Girl Scouts have a different opinion here.
Well, just before we go into the Girl Scout story, do you remember there was always one, like, a relative, whether it be a grandma, an aunt, or somebody that pinched your cheek extra hard? You're like, oh, no,
yes,
this is going to hurt, right?
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, yeah. You're so cute, right? And I get that. So there is some trauma involved. I'm not going to say there's no trauma. But, yeah, this is the story about the Girl
Scouts. Trauma's a strong word, dude, though.
Oh, okay. It? Yeah. You have to define levels of trauma. That is
whatever,
true,
a level
right?
of uncomfortable, awkward. Yeah. But it's almost kind of a rite of passage to have, you know, the relative pinch in the cheek thing, because
my,
we can talk about it
recovered.
Now and laugh about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. My cheek's recovered. It's okay. I think we'll get over it. But because of the hypersensitivity out there, and maybe y'all have an idea about whether we're underreacting or are the Girl Scouts overreacting, give a listen.
Reminder, she doesn't owe anyone a hug, even at the holidays, is the title of a new blog post by the Girl Scouts of America, advising parents to not force their daughters to hug someone if they don't want to.
One of the things that children want, just like adults want, is they want to be respected.
Is there a way to establish your barriers, in a sense, raise a child to know the difference between a hug in a family setting as an act of gratitude versus out there, you know, hugging strangers you don't know who they are? Now, granted, there are some crazy people within families that we know. A lot of abuse happens throughout history, so we're not. I don't want to downplay that. I want to acknowledge that and take this seriously, Super Don. But setting boundaries.
Roxanne Brinkerhoff with Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan says that includes giving girls the freedom to set their own boundaries for personal space and physical affection.
Well, you know, what if a child doesn't want you, looks at you in terror when you tell them they need to hug Aunt whatever, right? Do you force them at that point? Do you go, well, there's something up here, right? As a parent, I'm going to be sensitive to the energy that a child gives out, so it's not like I want to
a run roughshod over a sensation that you get as a mom or a dad to look at a child that there's something amiss here, right, awry here, versus just one of those awkward, oh, I just don't want to do it kind of thing. And I think there's a distinction to be made, and it's hard to make it in a generalized sense because parents have to be sensitive to their children and how they're feeling, Super D.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the way I look at it is that children want to be respected, of course, but I feel that as a parent, that when a relative does something nice for your son or daughter, and I extend this to sons as well. I know this is Girl Scouts, but you know, to your child, that you are teaching that child a certain amount of showing respect to the relative by thanking them for the gift that they were given.
Yeah, and there are ways, I mean, simple a verbal thank you can be enough. Sometimes it can be a handshake. I've seen children that are trained to be very polite in an informal way. And, again, you got to feel this thing out. But, again, we talk about setting your own boundaries. Do you owe this? What do you owe?
This article really talks about not forcing them to hug or kiss even a relative for a favor, for a gift.
The reason, according to the Post, it could send the wrong message on consent and set the stage for her questioning whether she owes another person physical affection later in her life.
So are they indicating here they're worried about girls that hug, you know, grandmas and aunts that suddenly now they're going to sell their bodies because a gift was given,
well,
they have to get a hug?
I think that's what they're alluding to, is that because you had your daughter hug grandma, even if your daughter didn't want to hug grandma, but you said, hey, go hug your grandma. She just gave you a nice gift and show her that you thank, you know, you appreciate what she gave you.
Yeah.
That somehow is going to translate that later in life, that if Chester the molester gives, you know, her, something that she then owes him of affection. And I just don't see that.
This to me is like the, you know, three strikes you're out rules or zero tolerance policy rules scenario. I think is more apt to be accurate here, that you're not teaching your kids the rightful discrimination, that there is an appropriateness to hugging with genuine affection, a loved one, someone who you care about deeply, a friend, versus that, you know, other distinct differences, situations. And I think we need to be able to teach children critical thinking skills here. And that is also critical feeling skills, how to interpret your feelings. But we have a culture, Super Don, that is allopathically dominated, and it has taught us to ignore sensations like that, ignore feelings like that, ignore your spider senses. If you have them, take this psychiatric drug. Here's an ADHD drug. Here's some Ritalin. It doesn't mean anything. Let's just stop it before it happens. And then you become that zombie robot that I'm afraid the generalizations from the Girl Scouts could be indicating. I don't mean purposefully, although on some nefarious level, some people do like the psychosis that they're stimulating into further action here by removing affection from the human condition.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we look back at the year in review 2017, one of the most significant events that occurred on planet Earth, yes, I said that, on planet Earth, happened in the island nation of Curacao. And we were one of maybe two outlets in media that reported on it outside of that island nation. And it was the fact that they removed fluoride from their water supply. And I got an inkling of a sense of a possibility that our guest this hour might have had something to do with it. His name, Dr. Paul Connett, fluoridealert.org or fluorideaction.net. He's back from, well, all too many years from being on this show. Dr. Paul Connett, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Robert, very much.
So I mentioned Curacao removed fluoride from their water. Did you have anything to do with that, even remotely?
Well, I was invited to go to the island with my wife several years ago and gave some presentations there, which went down very well. We met members of the government. So, yes, we were optimistic when we left that there was going to be some action there, and there was.
Yes.
And as you rightly said, they've announced that they're stopping.
When an entire nation, I don't care if it's not the biggest nation, it's a small nation of 150,000 people, that should be world news. And that's the kind of thing that you've been after for a long time, to get people aware of the dangers. You're a PhD researcher. You've got knowledge. You've been promoting and speaking and teaching. And you've been the recipient of a lot of rotten GMO tomatoes thrown your way because there are a lot of fluoride sycophants out there that think it's the greatest thing ever. So having done this for so many years, are you seeing a genuine shift, like I said, just with Curacao alone, but in other areas around the planet?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very clear that the science, which indicates that fluoride poses dangers to the human body, that gets stronger all the time. And meanwhile, the evidence that fluoridation actually reduces tooth decay gets weaker. In fact, in 2015, there was a Cochrane review, the Cochrane collaboration, and they couldn't find any very good evidence that fluoride lowers tooth decay. So, yes, it's changing. In those who actually read and think, it's changing. People, I think, are getting more convinced that we have a problem. When I started in 1996, in that year, two of the first IQ studies were published in English. There had been studies in Chinese published before that, but 1996 was the beginning of the Western world being made aware that there was an association between fluoride exposure and lowered IQ in children. And that's been my greatest interest on the health front, and that evidence gets stronger and stronger. Over 300 animal and human studies now indicate that fluoride is neurotoxic. And out of those 300 studies, 50 are IQ studies. 50, I think it is, out of 56 show a lower IQ in children with a larger exposure to fluoride than the villagers with the low exposure.
And Dr. Conant, you've been on this planet probably as long as I have, maybe a little longer. Do you remember back in the 1970s where all that came out about leaded gasoline lowering IQ because of the exhaust?
Yep, that was actually my first issue in the 1970s when I was teaching in London. I started a master's program in environmental pollution, and my research area was lead. So I was following this lead debate. There were doctors then who talked about subclinical levels of lead causing brain damage. That was their concern because they knew that large quantities of lead brought children to hospitals. You know, parents would bring their kids to hospital either because they got into a coma or other bad effects. And they knew that lead damaged the brain, and they knew it was irreversible. But doctors began to say, well, what about a child that doesn't have these overt symptoms enough to worry the parents to take them to hospital? Could they not be causing lowered intelligence or effects on the brain? And sure enough, they were poo-pooed and ridiculed and attacked by the lead industry and the gasoline industry, etc., until Herbert Needleman produced his breakthrough study in 1979, which indicated that indeed this was the case, that low levels of lead were causing harm to the child's IQ.
So history is repeating itself on the fluoride issue, and we may finally be making the headway we've been looking at and you've been at for now decades. Can we reverse this allowance of lead in gasoline? Well, apparently it happened. What about fluoride in water? Purposeful additive. Hold on, Dr. Conant, we got to take a break here. We got lots more to discuss with you on the break, those of you watching on YouTube. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. All the links in the show notes, and it'll take you as well to fluorideaction.net right now at robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Be sure to read the interview that John Rappaport did a few days ago with Dr. Paul Conant, my guest right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One of my heroes. He's been doing battle from the scientific realm, impacting the intelligentsia that are resistant to the concept that science is impartial when it comes to certain industry profits, and we got to separate that out. And that fluoride is a great, great danger. And in fact, you've been at it, as you mentioned, 1996, the work that you've been doing, Dr. Conant. And recently, another study came out
that validated the other studies on IQ. But what was unique about this, from what I gather in your interview and what we just talked about off the air, was that this is an NIH-funded study, so it's not coming from a group that they would claim, oh, that's just the bias of Dr. Paul Conant, who's been saying this for years, even though I don't personally believe you're biased on a scientific level, but certainly on a personal level, you've seen so much now. You'd be hard-pressed to think that anything nice that they say about fluoride is rooted in any science.
Yes, well, it was very exciting for us because this wasn't just any old study. As you say, it was funded by the NIH. It was something like $3 or $4 million of taxpayers' money went into this. It was a study which lasted for 12 years. It was conducted by people who, between them, have published over 50 studies of this kind, studying the neurotoxicity of other elements like mercury and so on. So they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very careful epidemiological study. We knew it was going on, but we were scared stiff that because it was NIH funded, that it would be, it would be another hatchet job to try to negate all those 300 studies I've talked about, the 50 studies largely from China. And the proponents of fluoridation have always found a way to dismiss, usually with a very broad brush, anything from China dealing with this issue of fluoride. Actually, their science has been pretty good. But as I say, this study came out, and basically what it found is that pregnant women in Mexico, the study was done in Mexico, the pregnant women, they found there was an association between their fluoride exposure during pregnancy, which was measured in the urine. So the level of fluoride in the urine measures all the exposure that the woman has to fluoride, not just the fluoride that she may have got from the water. In fact, they don't artificially fluoridate their water in Mexico, but they do fluoridate their salt. So regardless of the source, dental products, toothpaste, food, what have you, the measurement in the urine just measures all the fluoride that the woman is exposed to. So it's the best measure for this kind of study. There was an association between that level and the IQ of the children that they gave birth to. There was a 5 to 6 IQ point drop for women exposed to the levels that pregnant women are exposed to in fluoridated communities in the United States. And the American Dental Association, true to form, negated this study and said it wasn't relevant to the United States, which is absolute poppycock. Of course it's relevant to the United States because those women were exposed to the same levels, even though they don't fluoridate the water in Mexico. They have other sources. And the measurement, as I say, in the urine gives us a very clear idea what their exposure was. And there was this association with the 5 to 6 IQ point drop for the kind of levels that pregnant women in this country would be exposed to. And let me stress the significance of that number. A downward shift, and we found this with lead, a downward shift across the whole population of 5 IQ points would halve the number of very bright children, geniuses, if you like, children with an IQ over 130, would be halved in your population. And the number of mentally handicapped children with an IQ less than 70 would go up by 50%. Those two features would decimate, would be terrible for an economy like the United States competing now at the global level with everything that we do. To halve our number of very bright children is catastrophic. So if you haven't, and we did this with lead. When lead was in gasoline, that's what we did to our children in the United States. People don't talk about it very much, but that's what we did. We would have far more brighter people today if we hadn't had lead in gasoline. But thank goodness we got it out. But once you know that a substance that everybody deliberately, the dental lobby here is deliberately exposing, the American government is deliberately exposing men, women, and children, over 70% of the population in the United States, to a substance which we now know is neurotoxic. Why? Because we want to reduce tooth decay. even if you believe them, that it reduces tooth decay. In fact, there's no difference in tooth decay to get today between the children in fluoridated and non-fluoridated countries. Even if it worked, what parent, what human being would sanction doing something that could hurt your child's brain at the same time you're trying to improve their teeth? Which is more important for a child's development, their teeth or their brain? And it's not as if you have to sacrifice one for the other.
There are other ways to address tooth health that don't require fluoride. It's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous. Now, the issue of informed consent, I talked about yesterday on the show. Health freedom is essential, and without informed consent, there is no freedom. You have mandated intentional harm and perhaps medical slavery. The idea of vaccinating without exemption, for instance, or the fact that you would put this fluoride, which is a toxic substance, some have argued a toxic drug, in the water for everybody to consume, and different people drink different amounts of water. It certainly impacts smaller bodies more than larger bodies, but it also increases, as we've seen, and I think you can validate this in the scientific journals, that it increases the uptake of other heavy metals, whether it be lead in the water in Flint or 1,800 other municipalities now we've learned, or any other metals that may be contaminating food, water, or air.
There are so many arguments against fluoridation. There are so many arguments about using the public water supply to deliver any substance that is designed to treat people rather than designed to treat the water. We put a lot of chemicals in to treat the water to make it safe to drink. But fluoride is the only time that we've used the water supply as a delivery system. And as you pointed out, it's a lousy way of delivering medicine because you can't control the dose. You can't control who it goes to. And that's terrible because the highest doses are going to bottle-fed babies. The breast milk protects the baby from fluoride, but water fluoridation removes that protection. And finally, if you put the substance in the drinking water, you're taking away from millions of individuals their right to informed consent to the medication that they take. In other words, the whole country is doing, or rather communities that go along with fluoridation, are doing to every citizen in their community what an individual doctor is not allowed to do to any patient, force them to take a medication.
And mass medicate at the levels that are uncontrollable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't control the dose. This is every way you look at it, this is lousy, lousy medicine. And also, it raises questions about public health, or you call it mass medication, but let's call it public health. If you expose the whole population to a drug, you know that some people are going to be harmed. Because for every drug, for every poisonous substance, and most drugs are poisonous at some level, for every drug, there is a normal distribution of response. Some people are going to be very resistant to that drug. Some people are going to be very sensitive to that drug or to that poison. Mm-hmm. So draw that bell-shaped curve, no pun intended. Draw the bell-shaped curve, and at the two ends, you're going to have the people that are very vulnerable and the people that are very resistant. So you would predict right now that if you're giving people a toxic substance, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4% of the population is going to be sensitive to the toxic effects of that substance. Those people's rights are being abused. They're not being warned. They're not given a chance to say no.
Folks, this is as important an issue that I've ever covered on this show, and we've talked about it for years here. Dr. Conant is a champion on this issue, and he's worked with many, and he's inspired many to dig deeper, and I wanted him to inspire you all to do something about it. One of the things is simple. You could share the interview that John Rappaport just conducted, have people read it, or go to your website, fluorideaction.net, and I'm certain that you can sign up and get alerted and updated, and you could share information through your website, Paul.
Yes, it's a tremendous database on all the health effects. My wife daily keeps up to date with any article that comes out on fluoride anywhere in the world. She has it linked and listed and archived, and you can find actually everything you would ever want to know about fluoride. But if you go there right now to the website, fluorideaction.net, There's a revolving masthead where we keep up-to-date things in the news comes through. The first couple are videotapes of presentations made at our press conference on this very issue, neurotoxicity. And number four is this article that we've talked about that appeared in the Environmental Health Perspectives on September 19th. Environmental Health Perspectives is the leading environmental health journal in the world. Our article, the article which vindicates our position, appeared in the world's leading journal, and it is the house piece, the organ, of, if you like, of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, an agency which I believe is one of the best as far as protecting the health of the American people, far more so than anything put out by the EPA or the FDA or the CDC, who are often puppets for various interests, the EPA for pesticides, the chemical industry, and they bow over backwards to serve the NIH on the fluoridation issue.
Right.
The FDA.
Again, this is why it's so stunning, Dr. Conant, about this, that it came out from within their own agency that has a natural bias against the information that we provide here that you've been working on for many years. And yet the mainstream media did not cover it as we are covering it now. And if Curacao, an island nation of 150,000, can do it, you can go to your local municipality, get to the city council level, start presenting some of this information, and talk about the mass poisoning of the population. There is no legal authority to poison the population unless you're a bunch of drug fluoride slaves. Don't be one of them. Speak out. Speak up. Connect with Dr. Paul Conant. Check out fluorideaction.net. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. I want to thank Dr. Conant. We're going to talk a few more minutes off the air. Those of you watching on YouTube, before we let him go, we'll be right back with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the
the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If it's all just a wee bit too much to take when we talk about issues like fluoride, you can always reach for your CBD oil, like I just did. Go to PlusCBDOil.com, get your discount for the holidays, RSB15, gets you 15% off any other products, and that'll chill you out, take the anxiety away so you can proceed along the track to protect your health and the health of your children and grandchildren and grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, anybody who's ready to be protected legitimately so, not in the phony way that the pharmaceutical scum and villainy are doing around planet Earth, including the promotion of fluoride, which is unconscionable. All right, Super D, what other unconscionable acts can we cover tonight before we heal everybody with whole tones with Michael Turrell?
It's the unconscionable show. Yes. Well, how about this one? This caused multiple face palms for me today as I was reading this. You remember, and we talked about this, I believe it was shortly after, because I started with you in 2005.
Yeah, this, I think that's actually when we had Dr. Conan on, was 05, if my memory serves correctly.
Could be.
Yeah.
But a year before that. Mm-hmm. Was when the big scandal hit from Merck's favorite drug at the time, which was Vioxx. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They pulled it off the market because it was showing an increased risk of heart attack and stroke associated, and it was with the long-term high-dosage use. But, you know, it's not like they were prescribing it for short term anyway. They wanted people to be taking it once a day. It was a once a day thing. Mm-hmm. So it got pulled off the market. Huge, you know, news, horrible news coverage. And, I mean, the hundreds of thousands of people with heart disease as a result. So you would think that that had been relegated to the graveyard of failed drugs, except here's a story where a new startup company you know, and you would think a startup company, you know, they want to, you know, try
to do their homework, do their research.
Play it safe, right? Yeah, well, they've decided that they want to try and bring back Vioxx for hemophilia.
Vioxx indicated for hemophilia? What, to kill them faster?
You know, it's like, come on. I mean, what are you doing? Vioxx is like the laughingstock of drugs.
A tragic laughingstock. I mean, Superdon, are they pointing to science that said, you know what? Yeah, that Vioxx, it was really bad, but in a subset of individuals, people with hemophilia, it was awesome. It didn't harm it. I mean, well, is that what they're arguing here?
That's the bizarre thing, is they're saying that basically, and what I get from reading this, is they're saying, okay, well, yeah, Vioxx was bad because it was being prescribed to millions of people. But what we want to use it for are just for a few people, so it'll be good that way.
Well, it's a strange irony, because the cardiovascular profession might actually buy into this, or the rheumatologist, I don't know. But, I mean, you've got a vascular issue, a bleeding, right, a bleeding disorder, hemophilia, you can't clot. And, of course, what do doctors prescribe to people they say are at risk for heart attack and stroke? They basically prescribe drugs that give you hemophilia, all right? I'm exaggerating only slightly. That is, they want to thin your blood. But guess what? The most common side effect of the rat poisons of the world, right? We talk about these blood-thinning medications. It's bleeding. It's bleeding out. It's uncontrollable bleeding. It's internal bleeding. The story I tell, and Michael Badnarik still tells to this day, is when he came and visited me when I was back up in Atlanta years and years ago, and his left arm had swollen big. It was black and blue. And I said, Michael, what has happened here? He says, well, I was just, at the doctor, and they put me on aspirin. I said, well, aspirin alone, that's it? Just a little? Yes. What else are you on? Well, they have me on Coumadin. Some people know it as warfarin. Well, they put aspirin and Coumadin together. Look, I'm a homeopath, and I know that that's not good. Right?
That's like throwing gas on a fire, right?
You want to thin the blood more. And he was bleeding out internally. So, I got him on some homeopathic phosphorus. We did some other things. And, it reversed in short order over the next few days. But it would have been another, Michael Badnarik would have been another iatrogenic statistic. And so now Big Pharma wants to come out as Little Pharma and say, hey, that Vioxx wasn't so bad. If we give it to hemophiliacs, they won't notice.
You familiar with orphan drug status? What happened was Merck voluntarily pulled this off. So it wasn't a mandatory recall.
Right.
And because they pulled it off voluntarily, it got orphan drug status, which means that if another company wants to come along and start trying to do something, there's benefits and financial incentives.
Right.
So, it's like they pulled the poison voluntarily, so let's try and figure out how to use it again and make some money.
Big Pharma, we make money when you die or along the way to your death. That's horrible. It's not good. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Thanks to Dr. Paul Conner. Check out the notes in robertscottbell.com, because there's a lot that are going, there's so much to empower you. And get some beta-glucan. It's on sale this week. The big deal, betterwayhealth.com. Because the power to heal definitely is yours. Whole Tones next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.